Hello, today the church celebrates the 29th Sunday in Ordinary Time, and our gospel passage today comes to us from Matthew chapter 22, verses 15 to 21. The Pharisees went off and plotted how they might entrap Jesus in speech. They sent their disciples to him with the Herodians, saying, "Teacher, we know that you are a truthful man, and that you teach the way of God in accordance with the truth. And you are not concerned with anyone's opinion, for you do not regard a person's status. Tell us then, what is your opinion? Is it lawful to pay the census tax to Caesar or not?" Knowing their malice, Jesus said, "Why are you testing me, you hypocrites? Show me the coin that pays the census tax." Then they handed him the Roman coin. He said to them, "Whose image is this and whose inscription?" They replied, "Caesar's." At that, he said to them, "Then repay to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and to God what belongs to God." A few years ago, I had a conversation with a friend who was telling me why she liked a particular presidential candidate. She went on and on about how she liked the things that this candidate was proposing, what she thought of his character, and much more. At the end of the conversation, she said it was too bad she would have to vote for the other candidate. When I asked her why, she said, "Well, my candidate's down in the polls, and I don't want to waste my vote on someone who's going to lose the election." Voting a particular way just to be a part of the majority, or worse, not voting at all, is a serious problem in our nation and our world. There are many instances where just one vote may have changed the course of history. Had it not been for one vote back in 1776, the official language in the U.S. would have been German instead of English. Had it not been for one vote in 1845, Texas wouldn't be a part of the U.S. One vote caused Charles I of England to be executed back in 1649, and in 1923, Adolf Hitler became the leader of the Nazi Party in Germany by just one vote. So one vote can literally change the world. Today's gospel reading contains a crucial message for every Christian. Jesus makes it clear that we possess dual citizenship. We are citizens of two worlds, citizens of earth and citizens of heaven. Because of our dual citizenship, we have responsibilities toward both worlds, toward God and toward Caesar, to use Jesus' term. We have a very serious responsibility as Christians and as citizens of our world to elect people who will promote our ideals, who will fight for what is right and just. We have a responsibility to work with our government leaders to help them to fulfill their responsibilities, that justice, peace, and prosperity might be a part of our secular society. What happens, though, if our dual citizenship leads us into an open conflict between our God and our country? While we hope this will never happen, it does a lot, and we must resolve that conflict in such a way that we don't compromise our primary responsibility to God. Christians have had to do this throughout history. They did it in Roman times when thousands of Christians accepted death rather than worship the emperor. They did it in the 17th century when thousands of European Christians fled to America to practice their faith, and they're still doing it today. Consider the case of Franz Jagerstatter, an Austrian peasant, a husband, and a father of three young children back in the 1930s. He strongly opposed Adolf Hitler as he rose to power. When Hitler marched into Austria and held a mock vote to show that the people supported him, Jagerstatter was the only person in his small village who didn't vote for Hitler. When war broke out in 1939, he refused to fight in Hitler's army. He even refused non-combatant service because his opposition to everything Hitler stood for was so strong. Finally, on August 2, 1943, he was arrested and executed by the Nazis. Franz Jagerstatter had two obligations, one to God and one to his country. When they conflicted in his own conscience, he chose to remain faithful to his primary obligation, to God. This is sometimes difficult to do, for following our conscience, following the ways of God, may not be popular and may have consequences in this life that are not to our liking. We know in faith, though, that the life to follow this life is forever, and that the rewards of this life are nothing compared to those in the life to follow. I'd like to close with President Thomas Jefferson's prayer for our nation. Almighty God, you have given us this good land as our heritage. Bless our land, save us from violence and every evil way. Defend our liberties, endow with the spirit of wisdom those to whom in your name we entrust the authority of government. In time of prosperity, fill our hearts with thankfulness, and in the day of trouble, do not allow our trust in you to fail.